Souls and salutations, my fine feety friends, and welcome to another Toe Tuesday.
Toesday.
Why I'll never get that right, of the Foot Fetish Podcast. I am your humble host, Ramon. With me, as always, is my wonderful, beautiful, and comfy co-host, Belle.
It's true. I'm really cozy.
That's true. We are the owners and producers of Ramon's Faceful, the number one clip store on the web today for foot smothering and human furniture. It's what we do.
Nice.
She's got a pretty
number one.
Numero uno. You, Belle's got a pretty swinging Instagram.
I do.
You've certainly perked up the Twitter as well.
I'm pulling it up.
You're doing it.
1,300 followers. 1,300, not 13,000. 1,300. So, you know.
They're a loyal 1,300,
though. You guys could, follow my Instagram.
Follow.
Get all your friends to follow my Instagram. Get all your grandmas to follow my Instagram.
That's right.
Make a bunch of fake accounts. Follow my Instagram with those. I don't care. I just want to feel special.
Make Belle feel special. That's your job. Those of you listening on the YouTube exclusively, that's right. We still have a YouTube going. Every week we pump out a new YouTube in addition to the podcast itself. You listening on the YouTube, our audio is much better because Ramon has once again leveled up the equipment that we use, and I've now attached the really cool Zoom recorder to the camera. I'm sure that's highly interesting to anyone who gives a shit.
We're all super fascinated.
Wow.
I don't
unbelievable.
Care.
I'm very happy.
Care.
And anyone who's into audiovisual nonsense is also happy.
Oh, okay.
We're all happy.
Good. I'm glad that you guys are happy.
It's true. So let's talk about nonsense real quick, speaking of nonsense.
Uh-oh.
So our Patreon, you know, our wonderful
Ramon
Faceful Patreon.
This was total bullshit.
So that got suspended for a hot minute, for a weekend, basically. They said to us, hey, you can't have the pornographic material on the site. Which, again, yeah, okay, I get it.
No porno.
No porno. No porns allowed. So... you can't do that. And yeah, that's in their community standards or whatever. But let's be real, Patreon, that's where you're making at least half of your money is people putting up pornographic stuff.
Really?
Let's be real.
Really?
Probably. I think on the web, most things are, you know.
Is this just because you pay for pornographic material on Patreon?
Let's not talk about what I do.
Also, I feel like it's different when it's drawn.
Drawn, huh?
Yeah. And quartered.
Quartered. Whether it's actually, that's a very interesting question. I wonder if they care if it's drawn or not. I
think they probably do.
They most certainly do. Point is, they said we had pornographic stuff, and
which you did.
They gave us some example posts, which is like, you know, the Google Drive link to all the extra clips and the foot job videos. It's like, okay, all right, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, definitely pornographic.
Now, I deleted the three posts they gave as examples, and I said, hey, those are gone, because I was able to skirt around it last time by being sneaky and just deleting the posts they use as examples.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, nah, you piece of shit. We know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
They said, no. Those are just examples. And then what I appreciate about them, I'll give them a nod. They said, hey, we count foot fetish stuff if it involves, let's see if I can remember it, licking, sucking, or smelling.
Smelling.
So I'm like, oh, listen, that's kind of dumb, but I get it. At least you're being upfront with your definitions. Unlike some horrible Instagram that I know, where they're like this nebulous, anything.
Yeah, this offends our community standards somehow, but we're not going to tell you.
Like, whatever our standards happen to be.
Yeah.
Just you happen to, you know, violate them.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you what they are, but we're going to let you know that you violated them.
But Patreon, to their credit, said, hey, we're suspending it. You know, your account's still there. You know, if you don't fix it, you know, your account will still be there. You just won't get any money. But they reinstated it today. So, you know, kudos to them. They listened. They got it done. So long story short, Patreon's great. Not really great because, like, come on, guys. You already
But at
made...
least they didn't completely kick us off.
Yes. I give them credit for that. But they have a little thing on there There's literally an option that exists. I complain that they should do this. They already do it. You can make your account 18 or over.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make your account 18 or over, wouldn't that already...
Right. Why have that there if you're not offering adult content?
I'll tell you why. I thought of this out. They're scared of MasterCard and Visa because they can't verify anyone. They can't say, oh, you have to... They have no system in place of, hey, verification of models.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair point.
So I get that. That isn't... In and of itself, an honorable thing. What Pornhub did, what all of them did, which they got forced to do, which is, hey, you're doing some human trafficking here. You don't mean to be, but you might be. So in the case of Pornhub, they were.
They meant to be. They were very aware of
They were, but they got slammed.
Good.
Now more places have a verification thing, like OnlyFans does, like Clips for Sale does, like all of them do now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why Patreon probably doesn't allow any pornographic material.
Yeah. That's a
which is a good thing.
Reason.
It's a pain for us, but it ultimately is a good thing.
So what's your workaround?
So if you join the Patreon, patreon.com/facebook, boop boop. You still get early access to the video podcast. You still get that. That's allowed. You get stuff with Belle, the solo custom clips. You
Hello.
Still get those.
Hello.
You can still join at the upper tiers that are on there. Not many people know about those, but you can get custom clips and video stuff with Belle.
It's true.
If you sign up for the $10 or the $50 one, I will personally email you the extra links because you sign up with an email. You'll get the Google Drive link that has all those clips and all that stuff. You're still going to get them. It just won't be on the Patreon. It'll be to your email address. So if you sign up with an email address you check.
I think we need like a MailChimp sort of a situation.
Yeah, probably.
Like a weekly newsletter.
That sounds nice.
A weekly foot fetish newsletter.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Join
the newsletter.
Join the
Would
newsletter.
Would you like to subscribe to our newsletter?
Yeah. All you got to do is email us, I guess. Sign on that Patreon. But you know, you could always, if you want to see the sexy stuff, go to Belle's OnlyFans. We're putting it all up there.
Yeah, it's all going up there.
And it's a free subscription for now.
For now. We'll
and then
see.
You just buy it piecemeal. Maybe we'll figure out something. I don't know. I don't know how OnlyFans works. It's weird. I mean, it's not weird. I just don't know what makes the most sense for us.
It's weird. It's weird, guys.
It's weird. I didn't look up any feet news this week. I guarantee you didn't either.
Well, as a matter of fact, Ramon.
Are you kidding me?
You might be excited to know that there is a new record holder. For the woman with the largest feet in the world.
Dun, 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 dun.
Size 18.
Eight? Oh, those are awful looking.
Her feet are 13 inches long.
Ew.
She is 6'9".
Okay.
She a big girl.
She's a big girl.
Send
me that link.
She has, I'm going to send you a better link that I had earlier.
Oh.
She says that she has turned down requests. To do fetish content.
Well, that's very short-sighted of her.
Yeah. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it,
listen,
it's,
you
maybe
do
it's
you.
Very long-sighted of her.
I guess. You know, just get it done. Get some. But her feet are not good looking. Those are not.
No. Well, she's heavy. I mean, she's 6'9", and
that doesn't necessarily mean.
No, and she's
heavy.
A big girl, so she's got like they're a little bit flat. They look like they're
They look like how you'd expect. Now wait, what size feet does she have?
18.
18, okay.
Yeah.
Because Michaela Miles has size 16 feet, I think. No, 15, something like that. They're quite large too. Maybe they're 16s. I forget. I really should know this. And hers look quite nice that size, but those.
That's a slightly better picture.
Oh, that's not horrendous. No, they're not.
No,
they're not as bad.
They're
as
not
I
terrible.
No, okay.
It's just this was not this picture was not taken by a fetishist.
Indubitably,
was not taken by someone.
Always hire a fetishist.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
That's a T-shirt. Go check out our merch shop and get the always hire a fetishist T. You know what?
Nice.
If I do, I don't have any time to add on any other things to do. But no. I'm going to research a merch site.
No, you're not. Please
and if
don't.
We sell one shirt, I'll be happy. We'll have a series of dumb shirts. Someone will buy them. Someone will. I should have opened the show with this. So we took a week off, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
Belle was not feeling up to her best. And wore me down to where I was like, okay, we don't have to film this week. and record, and we didn't. You know, because mental health and physical health is also important. So
yes.
I know you lovely fans will come back even if we aren't around for a week.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. But we're back now.
I don't remember why.
You don't remember why?
One night I fell asleep.
Yes.
I fell asleep and then was super groggy and didn't want to record.
You were.
And then Ramon was filming. Ramon did a shoot last week, right?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah. So he was gone one night. Yeah.
You just didn't feel good. That's fine.
It was just, let me tell you a story, guys. It's called Daylight Savings Time has fucking destroyed me this year. I don't know what is wrong with me. I'm just exhausted all the time. Like, it's ridiculous. And this has not ever been a problem in the past. No. I don't know what's going on. And
I'm very worried about you.
It's not seasonal affective disorder because I have, like, reverse seasonal affective disorder where I hate the summer and I just want to hibernate and die. But then when it starts to get cold, I love it. I love it. I'm super happy. But
you're like Jack Frost.
I don't know who that is. But wow. But I'm very, very tired. I'm very tired. I want to go to sleep right now. I also stay up way too late every night. Ramon's Oh, I'm so worried about you. And it's like, I'm like, it's just because I was up until like midnight watching movies last night.
At least
night.
Do calls and make some money.
No, it's because the Instagram is so, you know, like so much less than it once was in its heyday. My Instagram.
Yeah.
I just don't get, you know, or I do get one. And dude bro's like, hey, are you available? And I'm like, yeah. And then he fucking, you know, pussyfoots around and asks a bunch of stupid jackassy questions and, you know, is like, oh, can you just wait 10 minutes? And then like 45 minutes later, I'm like, okay, I'm no longer available. So sorry, you know, 45 minutes ago, yes, I was available, but I'm not now.
Yeah. Don't waste time.
Don't waste my fucking time.
Do not waste models' time.
This fucking guy. And then he has the audacity, you guys, to be like, oh, my Cash App isn't working. Can I maybe get 30 seconds for free? And I'm like, no
give
way.
Give me those
dude.
Freebies.
Wow. Absolutely not. My Cash App isn't working.
Yeah. Okay. I put a pin in something you said so
what
I can remember.
What did you put
a pin in? Pussyfoot. The best term or the worst?
Oh.
For fetishist. You let us know with this online poll that now exists somewhere. Because I hate it.
I'm gonna put it up on my Instagram. I'm gonna put up a poll on my
Instagram. Oh yeah. That's really smart.
I also should put up another poll. Because I took my toenail polish off the other night.
Yes.
And I have not put any more on.
Ah.
And I need to know which color I should go with.
Red will not be an option.
No, red won't be an option.
Will not. God damn it. Not in my house.
Sorry, everyone.
That's right. I don't think you got any new shoes this week, did you? Any fans send you any new shoes this week?
I got those brown boots.
Brown boots.
I haven't even had a chance. I've had to start sneaking them into the house. Because, like, my kids are becoming suspicious. Why? Who is this Belle person? And why is Mama getting all of her shoes? But
she used to live here. She just keeps getting shoes from here.
I don't know what it is. She just happens to have the same size feet as me. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to even try those on yet because no. I've been wearing my fluffy socks and they don't fit into those boots.
Your rosy cozy posy.
I'm what? My toesies are cozies.
Your toeses are not roses.
No, but they are cozies.
Yeah. Well, on to Ramon's footnotes.
What are your footnotes, Ramon?
My footnotes.
Tell me about your footnotes.
First off, feet boxing.
Feet boxing.
Nope, nothing.
It'll come to you someday.
Nope. So I have a little segment in Ramon's footnotes. A subsection. The subsection.
You
get it? You get it? You get it? Feet hate.
Okay. That was our least popular episode ever.
No, I mean, it's not. It's just something I hate about feet or foot fetish, or someone said. So someone said this on Twitter. My mouth is a garage for toes. And I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I get it. I see what they did there. I see the imagery and I hate it.
Well, it's like when Prince Charles told Camilla that he wanted to be her tampon.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
It's just like, I get what What Jeez. You're getting at is sexy, but you're saying it in a very unsexy way.
Yes.
Like, oof. Like, I get it. You want toes in your mouth. Okay, cool.
Right in your mouth.
But like, you said it in the way that like a 4-year-old would say it.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't know. It's just that's, it's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Oh, that's the end of my feet hate section.
Okay, cool.
Subsection, back to the main header.
Okay, good.
We've back clicked. Click, click. The best way for feet to smell. I thought about this over the years because I've been like, well, what's the smell? To get the smell that I like.
I feel like we've had, have we not addressed this on the
fucking
podcast before?
Countless discussions, but I've narrowed it down. I've fine-tuned it. I've distilled it. Clean feet. Okay. It's going to say, Ramon, you're insane. Clean feet for dirty. Stick with me. Stick with me on this. Clean feet. Dirty socks.
Okay, what is it about that that you like?
So the clean feet will have that natural smell, but it's still built into them, you know? It's locked away, and it won't happen until there's a catalyst. I think there's another term, but catalyst, something that sparks the smell, and it's the dirty sock that will do it. And not even wearing the sock for a bit and then taking it off, and then those feet will retain both the clean feet smell and the dirty sock smell together in one glorious smell. There you go. Candle coming soon to the merch store.
That's the a merch really store. Like wordy candle. Clean feet, but with sock smell.
Yeah, clean feet / with sock smell. And then the explanation in parentheses underneath. Coming
so
soon
what
for
you
$9.99.
Like, what you like is the sock smell. You like that more than the foot smell?
It's not that, because it's not like, oh, I'll grab the socks and smell them. It's the combination of the two, because you did that recently.
Yeah.
And it was great. Because you wanted to take a shower, but you were stinking up some socks for someone. Mm-hmm. So you took the socks off, put the socks back on.
Yep. Putting dirty socks back on after I've taken a
which
nice
sounds
clean shower. It's
awful.
It's not the most pleasant thing in the world.
But you did it.
I do it.
For you,
I do
fans.
It. I do it for you guys.
Yay.
Because it's what the people want.
That's right. Speaking of what the people want, we made a night of custom clips.
Oh, my
one
God.
Night.
Oh, we filmed, what, 8 clips on Saturday night?
At least 8, if
it was
not
insane.
9.
It was ridiculous. Like, we just...
Just everything. Covering all the bases, I think.
Oh, my God. It was very diverse.
Like, the only thing we didn't do was me smelling your feet. That was the only thing missing, I think.
We did... Well, we didn't do any... I didn't smother you at all.
No smothering.
You had nothing to do with any of them.
I had to do with one of them, the bastinado.
Oh, right. Yeah. Ramon was involved in the bastinado.
That's right. We'll start with that one. So Belle was hog-tied up, which is really hot. And bastinado, which if you don't know, I think we did an episode on it.
We did.
Yeah. Foot torture, I think, which is striking the soles of the feet with something. In this case, it was a riding crop.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting some good sounds out of those wide soles you
have.
It
was fun.
Oh, you liked it?
It was fun.
I'm glad.
You were too gentle.
Oh, I thought I was being too rough.
No.
We'll have to redo that,
won't we?
The
hard hits were hard, but I liked the hard hits better than like the little soft hits.
You're just more annoyed by
like,
the soft hits.
Yeah, they were very annoying. And I feel like you weren't... I feel like the soft hits weren't giving the purchaser what
so,
he... You know,
I don't do a lot of BDSM generally, except this, if you count this as BDSM. I feel like you have to alternate between the hard hits and the soft hits. I think that's the appeal. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm certainly probably wrong. But I feel like there has to be. Because I can't, if I just was wailing away at him for the full 10 minutes, one, that would be boring.
No,
two,
I'm not saying no variety.
Oh.
In that, but you know, more hard than soft.
Okay, well, remember that for the next time you order a bastinado clip. If you want a bastinado clip, you can write to
Belle. Another one. Make Ramon do it right.
Oh, that was from a follower on Reddit, which was nice.
Yeah,
we don't usually get a
that
lot
was
of
cool
people on Reddit. What else did we do? You did a giantess clip.
Mm-hmm.
What was that one about? Do you remember?
I did a giantess with like a little guy. We had like Ramon had this like little dude fella,
from the Dollar General.
Doll.
You're welcome. Yeah.
And I had him like in my slipper and I stomped on him and I, it was fun. I liked it. I liked that a lot actually.
That was neat.
I enjoyed doing that maybe more than I like regular Giants's, like POV Giants's clips. That it was just really fun.
Well, it was nice to have something to do it to, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. And I like playing with dolls. So
What else did we do that night? We did remember the worst one? I don't know if I'd count it as the worst one, but
the vinegar?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was this, we had this guy and he wanted me to talk about how vinegary my feet smelled and then pour white wine vinegar over my feet to make them smell more vinegary. And it was gross.
Yeah.
It was like I smelled like a salad. It was not super fun. And then I had to wash my feet and my kitchen, my whole house smelled like vinegar for a while. It was not pleasant, but it was, you know what? It was better than the feet candle.
It was the fucking, it's still down there. You made your soles looked really good in that video.
I know. My soles look really nice wet.
They do. That's mm-hmm. a really hot scent that you just said. Mm-hmm. I need a minute. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay.
They look better oiled, I think.
They do.
But they look really good wet.
The oily. We need to do a full video
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, we do.
So, all of these customs are going to be available on OnlyFans. Bastinado's already up. So, go check that out.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, it was really fun.
It was. It was neat. I like, you're bratty by nature, so it's fun to tie you up. Do things to you.
I mean, also, you weren't doing it very hard.
Oh, my God. I'm going to
like
be so
I
much
say
more rough
on you. You were being a pussy. You were actually being
a
pussy.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I mean,
I'm going to wail on you. What other customs did we do that night? I think there was a couple others.
We did a humiliation. We did like an armpit thing.
Oh, the fucking armpit thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are odd. I don't know what's a sexy part of the armpit to film. So I'm just like, here we go. So I imagine it's like people filming who don't have a foot fetish being like,
yes.
There's a foot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's nice to keep those in mind. Keeps you humble
yep.
and grounded.
Let me see. We did a sock.
Oh, the sock.
We
oh,
did
the,
a sock.
The
thing.
Hanes socks, the long mm-hmm. Hanes socks, the ugliest of socks.
They're very unattractive, but.
You made them attractive.
No.
You make most
things
so. Attractive.
I think they made me unattractive.
Oh, my goodness.
We did this. There were stockings. The stockings.
The nylons, the mm-hmm. nude nylons. Those were. Oh, your feet looked real good in those.
Yeah, they did.
I don't think legs look good in nude nylons, to be clear.
I think they do.
But feet look good.
I think they look very good.
Like soles and nylons look good. Mm.
And Ramon is Ramon has officially been banned from ordering nylons on the internet
Aww.
Because he keeps buying these weird like knee-high situations.
It's so they're
also,
convenient.
Also, he orders plus size. You know I'm not plus sized, right?
They seem to fit you fine.
Wow. Wow.
Your feet are plus size. They're huge.
He's like, oh, the only ones I could find that weren't like $20 were the knee highs. And then I went on to Amazon and found like, oh, here, you can get like 6 pairs of full length nylons for like $5. Have you ever been to a grocery store? They sell them in those little eggs.
Spoiler alert. A woman is better at shopping than me. Ramon's misogynistic moment of the day. Ding.
Ramon just doesn't care.
How dare you? I can't. There's few things I care about more than our fetish stuff.
Right? You'll do like endless research about like, oh, here's these, you know, you bought a friggin' pair of, you bought some hog tie things from Etsy. You bought these like handcrafted like hog tie things. Like,
yeah.
And meanwhile, he can't even like be bothered to like scroll to the second page or like scroll to like the fourth entry on Amazon.
See, you hear her, folks. You hear how little she thinks I research this shit and how many pages I scroll through to find the appropriate nylons.
But they're not appropriate because they're knee highs and they're plus size.
I don't understand the sizes. They're letters for some reason. Do you understand?
I don't get that either.
What the hell? Like, women got it rough. Really, anybody that wears, just to wear nylons, I guess. Like, why is the sizing weird? Good men can wear nylons, too.
I mean, sure.
But, I just don't understand the size. What is small, medium, large? Why is that so hard? Fuck off. How about that? Speaking of research, I have copious amounts of research on our topic today
when
we get to it. Oh, and people wrote in like crazy.
Oh, super. Because I have zero to say about this topic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we know.
So
we all know.
Yeah, good.
Well,
good.
I'm going to take a little
break.
The
listeners are going to be my... my mouthpiece for this.
Mouthpiece.
I'm so tired. Oh, yeah.
You are. Well, we'll be right. Will you take a little nap during our break? Oh, my God. Oh, what a big yawn.
From Shut little up. Mouse. He makes fun of my yawn.
Well, she looks like a little mouse. It's really cute. Get her a little cap. Get her a little candle. You know, give her a pillow to carry around. Little piece of cheese to go off to bed with.
Sounds nice.
All right. We'll be right back after a pause for the cause. Before I go. So speaking of pause for the cause and ads and all that. So you may have seen something weird on the podcast yesterday. So we're starting up a subscription service on Anchor specifically. I mean, it goes to Spotify too. So this subscription, this is just specifically, hey, I want to support the podcast because I don't want to hear your damn ads anymore. For $5 a month, you join the subscription. From now on, from like the last episode onward, you can get those without any ads for $5 a month. Just a way to support us and a way to not hear ads anymore. Nothing crazy. I tried to like do the old episodes like that, but it just started stacking them on the top, which made no sense, Anchor. Like they should be mixed in with the other ones so people aren't just seeing this huge paywall of our old episodes. It made no sense. Point is, that's going to be a feature that's available from now on. If that's a thing that appeals to you, so you don't have to hear those annoying Spotify ads that just slam in out of nowhere that's about Walmart or whatever, or you're tired of hearing us talk about, you know, our clip store a whole bunch, you can pay for that, and then you don't have to hear those anymore. But since you probably didn't buy the subscription, here's a break for our sponsors.
Hey there, it's Belle from the Foot Fetish Podcast and Ramon Faithful. After a long evening of recording this damn podcast, one of my favorite things to do is to use a human couch's face as a footstool for my big, smelly size 10 feet that, or sit on their face wearing jeans, whatever makes me the most comfortable. I'm not really concerned about their comfort. And there's only one place you can see me use my various human couches, RamonFaithful.com. With over 700 clips featuring smelly foot smothering, and guys, I've been under these feet, they're not nice. Full weight face sitting, and guys, I've been under these asses, it's not easy. And cozy human sofas. We are the number one store on clips for sale in foot smother and human furniture. RamonFaithful.com, putting feet on faces since 2008.
And we're back from our sponsory sponsors.
Hey, before I forget, I want to give a shout out to the person who I can't remember from the last time, who recommended that I watch Terrifier.
Oh,
because I had been avoiding that because I was like, oh, this is a scary clown. Oh, great. Is this like I thought that was like super cliched and boring. But it was so good.
Oh, good.
It was so good. And then I watched the prequel to it. I haven't watched the sequel because I don't think it's available anywhere that I can stream right now. But as soon as it is, I'm watching the shit out of it because it's 2.5 hours long. And apparently it's even more violent. Some lady got strung up upside down and then sawed in half with like a hacksaw. Just like vagina first. While alive, and it was incredibly graphic.
Okay.
Very graphic. I also watched a movie last night that was much more graphically violent than I was expecting it to be. I thought it was going to be like half comedy. It was called The Belko Experiment.
I think I've heard of that.
You probably have. I remember watching the trailer with you a long, long, long time ago.
How'd that
but
turn
it's about
out
this.
You?
It was great. I was telling you about it. It's about this office building that is out of nowhere put on lockdown, and they're ordered to start killing each other. They have these like implants in the backs of their heads, and they start exploding.
Huh.
It was super good, super good. But they like there was this one time, and this chick was like killing this guy with like a hatchet or something, and it was just like right like they did a very good job of like cutting to and away from the hatchet to the face. It was pretty good.
We want to thank you for tuning in to Bell's Slaughterhouse podcast. Bringing the abattoir to you, one slice at a time. On to our topic.
I just wanted to thank our listener, who I can't remember, but...
You can't remember them, but you can remember every gruesome detail.
I just watched the movie last night.
Wow.
So I just wanted to thank him because it was a good suggestion. Thank you.
Speaking of gruesome.
Anyway.
On to our topic, Ashiatsu.
Is that gruesome to you?
No, not at all. It's wonderful. But it can feel gruesome if you're not prepared for it.
I hate you. That was terrible.
Yes, it was. I have a link. It's just, there we go. All right. What is Ashiatsu massage?
Mm.
Ashiatsu is a type of massage therapy in which the therapist walks on the client's back using bars and other props to support to vary pressure and weight. The modality has its roots in Asia, but today, several versions of Ashiatsu massage are practiced around the world. Traditional Ashiatsu, it's based on traditional Chinese medicine, so it is based on a pseudoscience, which the Wikipedia says about it, which I think is kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
It's the idea of moving energy through your body. So if you get down with that, it kind of does that. But listen, the massage itself is a good massage. Essentially, it's walking on the back, using the masseuse's feet rather than their hands to massage and rub the feet. It's not always walking on someone. Sometimes it's just sitting in a chair nearby and using your feet to massage. What?
That sounds stupid.
But it's not. You should try it sometime. You should try it on me.
That sounds stupid, and it sounds to me like it would work less good than massaging with your hands because you can be less precise with your feet.
Untrue. Untrue. You can be very precise with your... I'm sorry, you can't be precise with your clodhoppers, but... Also, I don't want to hear it. You have walked on my back, and you have been pinpoint
prickly. No. I'm saying walking, that's fine. That's one thing. That makes sense to me. What doesn't make sense to me is, oh, I'm just going to sit here and, like, kind of massage you like this.
Yeah, but you're using the toes. You're using the ball of your foot.
I can do better with my fingers and the ball of my hand.
I want you to give someone...
I can be more accurate.
I bet you could give someone easier... It'd be easier for you to give someone an hour massage with your feet rather than your hands.
The simple fact is that a human being standing up can get better leverage with their hands than a human being sitting down can with their feet.
I disagree, and a number of other practitioners of Ashiatsu would disagree.
Okay,
with you.
A, you just said it was a pseudoscience. B,
it's based on a pseudoscience. The massage itself is good. Good. Most good. So there. In traditional Ashiatsu, the client lies on the floor in loose, comfortable clothing while the practitioner walks across his or her back using the feet to target specific pressure points. Often they use a bar over top. So this came to the States in the late 1990s. There was a massage therapist named Ruthie Hardy, developed a version of Ashiatsu known as Ashiatsu Oriental Bar Therapy. She utilized traditional Asian techniques, but focuses on the use of massage as a relaxation tool as opposed to the medical treatment, which it was based on. Yeah. So pretty cool. Good stuff. I dig it. Let me pull up the Wikipedia article because that's got a little bit more. Because they don't have one on Ashiatsu. They have one on Shiatsu, which is the pressure point massage, which means with the hands. The prefix "ah" for Ashiatsu means you're using the feet, more specifically.
Uh-huh.
But Shiatsu uses hands, elbows, all different kinds of things. Open that link to Shiatsu and Wikipedia. It's a form of Japanese bodywork based on the concepts in traditional Chinese medicine, such as qi meridians. Having been popularized in the 20th century by Tokujiro Namikoshi. Yeah. Born in 1905, lived to 2000. So, nice long life there. But that's typical of the Japanese. They are long-lived. Shiatsu derives from an older Japanese massage called Anma. Now, listen, pay attention. This is where shit gets interesting.
Okay.
So, Anma, traditionally, is done by blind people.
Interesting.
Blind
men. Why?
Because I believe the emperor, I read this up, let me just confirm who did it. It was thought to be of Chinese origin. I swear to God, it was the emperor that did it. Like, it was in the 19th century. It was popularized in the 17th century by an acupuncturist. Where is it? Blind practitioners. During the Meiji period, the appearance of Western medicine... Oh, it reduced it. Never mind. That was the wrong thing to read. Here it is. During the Tokugawa period, edicts were passed which made the practice of Anma solely the preserve of the blind, to give the blind work to do. They believed that this is something that the blind could do to give them work.
What is Anma again?
Anma is a type of massage.
Okay.
And shiatsu derived from that. I'll give you a little more about what it
did. I mean, the blind can do all sorts of things.
They sure can, but, you know, during the Tokugawa period, they're like, this is good for them.
Hmm.
We'll give them this to do. Sighted people were prohibited from practicing the art during this time.
They've got some weird, weird rules in Japan, man. Is this China?
This is Japan.
Yeah, okay. So I wasn't being racist.
No, you were not.
But wait, you said it was derived from Chinese medicine.
It was.
What are we doing in Japan?
I'm really reading more about this blind thing.
God.
Because that's the interesting part.
Okay, but like you said, you did research.
I'm doing
it. You're doing research on the fly.
On the fly.
This is not...
So...
Look how unprofessional he is.
The blind Anma practitioner, it's became a trope in Japan. Like... the blind swordsman. What was his name? I got it right here just a second ago. Oh, shoot. Zatochi. I'm saying that wrong. I know how it's pronounced, but I'm saying it wrong. You know what I'm saying. The blind swordsman who also practiced blind Anma.
Okay.
Became this huge trope in Japan, which I thought was cool.
Okay.
So the techniques. Let's get to the techniques. Anma practices using common massage techniques such as kneading, rubbing, tapping, and shaking. These activities were directed at specific vital points and meridians. A lot of acupressure, which is what shiatsu evolved into.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
That's Anma.
All right.
What have you found?
I have found two local practitioners of ashiatsu massage.
Local?
Yeah.
Hmm.
This one is... I'm not going to name it, but it's a city that is about an hour from here. You could get 60 minutes for $95.
All right.
I can't find any pictures of her. I was going to compare these two and see if they were hot, but this woman is named Joanna. She does not accommodate same-day appointments.
Shame.
Wow, she's got surprisingly regular hours. Her hours are from 9:30 until like 4, 9:30 to 6 and stuff. She also does Reiki.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Moxibustion.
Sure, why not?
Which is like just fucking incense, but they pretend it's medicine.
Gotcha.
I have no fucking patience for this Chinese medicine bullshit, guys. I don't mean to offend anyone who's like maybe a big believer in that. It's just
it's not for you.
I've had acupuncture. I've had these things done to me. They don't work. They work about as well as a placebo. So like,
yeah.
You know, not so I mean, listen, whatever. Which is not to say that like ashiatsu massage is not effective. Massage works, just
yeah.
Not on the meridians that they think
the
it
meridians.
Does. I could also get you, this woman's name is Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
She does Swedish massage, deep tissue massage, trigger point therapy, reflexology, ashiatsu oriental bar massage, and kinesiology touch for health. Now, I have theories about Rachel. Because when I go to her About Me page, first of all, she doesn't have her rates listed. She doesn't say what she costs. When I go to her About Me page, she says, for a complete bio, including my educational background and approach to massage therapy, simply give me a call or send me an email. I look forward to hearing from you.
Wow. Why wouldn't you put rates? That's weird.
Why would you not? No. Like, you're not going to put your bio and your credentials on your website?
Yeah, that's not good.
And then she has like a phone number here and like a contact thing. Like I could send her a message, but like, why would you not put that on your thing? She's also by appointment only. I think this is a prostitute.
Oh shit.
I think this is, I think this woman is an escort. I think that Rachel Knox in Baltimore, Maryland is
oh my God, Jesus.
Escort. Hold on. I'm going to look her up on Facebook.
Wow. I'm good. You're actively doxing her right now. Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to go ahead and bleep that out. So this is a practitioner doing their thing right there. Look at this and stop committing various crimes.
Yeah. Is that actual massage or is that fetish?
No, this is actual massage. And listen, if you look up Ashiatsu, you're going to find tons and tons of images of people practicing. Speaking of your question, is this fetish? I can tell you, based on things I've read, I've never gone to an Ashiatsu massage therapist. I always kind of wanted to, but never really did it. I don't do things like that for myself. I don't go to a masseuse. It feels weird to me. I don't know.
But, this is a Rachel Knox from Baltimore.
Dang.
That could be her.
I don't know. She went a gig? To, she looks, she's cute.
She went to your alma mater.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
So, speaking of that, they don't take kindly to fetishists coming to a massage.
Of course they don't.
Which, of course they shouldn't, because
yeah,
massage
actual,
and
like,
sexual stuff should be two separate things.
Yeah, a traditional masseuse would not be okay with you, like, you know, going to get a massage and getting your rocks off.
I got it, but I mean, listen. You can't even, like, a lot of them, you could ask, hey, could you put your feet on my face? They won't do that, obviously.
No.
Because it's a sexual thing. But for me, it's not just a sexual thing. It's also, like, a therapeutic thing. It makes me feel good. But again, I would never go and ask that.
Right. I mean, it's also, like, that their job is not to make you feel good.
It is.
Well,
I'd argue their job is definitely to make me feel good. How dare you?
Physically. Their job is to make you feel good physically.
And that
if
makes
your
me
back
feel good?
Is stiff, then they can help you with that. But like putting their feet on your face is not going to make you feel better physically.
You mean like this?
Yeah.
Pictured here is not a fetish video. This is Sue Kent, who massages people with her feet, including their face. Let's learn about Sue Kent. Oh, gosh, what have they done here? What is even happening?
Sue Kent.
Yes. Hang on, I've got it. I have a whole damn article, but here we go. The sports masseuse who works with her feet because her hands are disabled by thalidomide. Don't you feel bad now?
No, I don't. Fascinating.
She may have the strongest and best kept feet in Wales. When Sue Kent decided to train as a sports masseuse, she had one problem to overcome. She would have to train and work using her hands, or her feet, not her hands.
She does have hands.
She has very, very small hands.
They're very, very small.
Sue.
And she doesn't have arms.
56.
Just, like, connected right to her.
Was born with arms 8 inches long, no thumbs, and 7 fingers. 3 on one hand, 4 on the other. After her mother took thalidomide F, or morning sickness in pregnancy. Not one to let that stop her, Sue became the first person in the UK to qualify as a sports masseur using her feet. Volunteered at events including the Paralympic Games and Ironman Wales in Tenby. Now she works from her own clinic and Mumbles.
Nice.
I did. There's a town called Mumbles. I love that. I love Wales.
It's.
I'm gonna go to Wales. I'm gonna go to Wales.
But it's Wales. So is that the name of the town, or is that just a default because they couldn't pronounce the name of the town?
Wow.
That's a Wales joke for you.
That's pretty good. Mafanwy.
Clandwy brefi.
When clients come to her for an expert massage, they lie on a padded mat on the floor while Sue sits on a bench and works on their muscles with her feet and toes.
Mm-hmm.
It all started when my son, then 14, had a backache and asked me to walk on his back. The mother of two, who had previously worked in marketing, said, I always used to put sunscreen on my children with my feet, and when my son asked me to walk on his back, I Googled massage by feet and saw there was not much of it. Using her son as a willing guinea pig, Sue first qualified in relaxation massage in 2008 and went on to do a diploma in sports massage at Cardiff Metropolitan University in Cardiff. They were reticent at first, but we overcame that and I passed the course, admits Sue, who says there are advantages to being massaged by feet rather than hands. What people don't understand is we have the power of legs behind feet, so the strength of the massage is more than a massage with hands. And the big toe can give more power with less damage than a thumb for the masseuse.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, I think you have to be standing on them in order for that. I don't know.
Not necessarily. Here you go. There's Sue doing her thing, massaging this fella. Doing a good job.
I feel like that also would be different for her because she does
everything. There she is, massaging his head.
She does everything with her feet.
This is a fair point.
Because she doesn't do anything with her hands. Therefore, her feet and legs are probably much, much stronger than yours and mine.
She says she
could break a pencil with her toes.
I guarantee it. She says she has the nicest pair of feet in Wales. She has an expert pedicure every 3 weeks. It's nice.
Okay.
You got to keep your feet, you know, together when you're using them like that.
If you're doing that.
So, yeah. She's an inspiration. She's someone I found because the fetishist and creep that I am, you know, once I found out that Ashiatsu was a thing, of course I always looked up Ashiatsu face massage. Now, she's the one who does it the most. Like, she'll do a massage on your face with the feet. There are other masseuses that do it. You'll get one of two results. One, her. Or two, people saying, some creep asked me to do this. I will never do this. Understandable. Most masseuses.
Yeah.
But now there's a few others that will do it, but they do it in a very particular way that's not very fetishy. Not really fetishy, quote unquote. You know, where they'll use the heel on like the side, you know, where you got tension on the side of the head, that sort of thing.
Yeah. You mean in a way that would be helpful?
Yeah. Listen,
like actually a massage and not just something for you to jerk off to?
I swear to God, I wouldn't jerk off to that. How dare you? Accusing me of being a creep? I know what kind of creep I am. I'm not that kind of creep. But that's Sue Kent. She's great. If you happen to be in the UK and are near Wales, specifically.
Shameful Steve is in the UK.
Shameful Steve, go get a massage from Sue.
Yeah, go
let us know.
Report back.
Report back and let us know how that went.
Be like, oh, I just have this cramp in my dick that won't go away.
Oh, my God.
Can you massage it out with your feet?
Wow. Wow. I lost my notes on Ashiatsu. Where'd
Dick
they go?
Cramps.
Dick Cramps.
Nice to meet you. My name is Dick Cramps.
Dick Cramps. Hey, this sounds like our foot job moment of the day. Yay! That counts.
That counts.
She talked
that
about foot
count.
Jobs. You owe me one.
What?
I mean, we should make one anyway. We got to make more clips this week. I've said many times in the podcast, I've had people walk on my back. It's a nice sensation. I've had you walk on my back a number of times. You're very mean about it, but you get the job done, so I can't complain.
I do a better job than you want me to do.
That is a very accurate statement of our entire relationship.
I won't apologize for that.
Also accurate of our relationship. So, this is a thing, and because it's a thing, it also exists in mainstream media. It exists in movies and TV and all kinds of places. I had trouble finding this one, but speaking of TV, I'll just pick this one up because if I can find the picture, I'll put it up here. There was a segment on Regis and Kelly where she walked on him. It was awesome. It was hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's got really nice feet. If I find it, I'll put it up here. But there's a bunch of movies, and I found them, and I'm going to share them with you now, you big yawny mousy mouse and your cozy, cozy gym jams.
Maybe I shouldn't have put my jammies on.
Probably not. This is the cozy podcast right now. So cozy.
Why is she wearing your robe?
Because it was too hot. It was real warm in here for some reason.
Go get me your robe.
I'm not gonna. So the first one I'll get to, because it's in a different section than the others, is in, the Bruce Lee movie Enter the Dragon. There's a segment, and I used to have the video saved somewhere. I probably still do. One of the other competitors, the blonde guy, the blonde tall guy, he gets his back walked on by the blonde woman. It's just this random moment in the movie where she's like walking on his back.
Yeah.
Here are some pictures. If I can find it, I'll put it up here now, the scene. But here's some behind the scenes stuff that I had never found before, where it looks like Bruce Lee is helping her do it or like figure out how to do it, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So that's fun. This is from the scene in the movie for walking on him.
All right.
So that's fun. Just like a nice little like, neat. Walking on a dude in a movie.
I've never seen that movie. I don't think I've ever seen a Bruce Lee movie.
I've seen bits and pieces of movies. I like kung fu movies. I like martial arts movies. I just never sat down and watched a Bruce Lee movie all the way through.
I watched a lot of Jackie Chan.
Well, Jackie Chan's a bit more
fun. Once upon a time.
Bruce Lee is amazing as a performer and a martial artist, but Jackie Chan's funny.
Yeah.
In addition to being a good martial artist. Like, I think that's why I always liked him more. But let's talk about some fun Ashiatsu stuff, which I have saved on the Google Drive. Google Drive. Google Drive. Singing the Google Drive song till I find the spot.
I'm not.
You're not even going to help me, are you?
I'm not able to vamp for you today.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
You have no energy.
I have zero.
So I have a few examples here that I have found that are super duper neat.
Okay, tell me about it.
So, in no particular order, here is a scene from The Extreme Adventures of Super Dave.
What?
You remember Super Dave?
No.
Super Dave was Bob Odenkirk, I think. I'm pretty sure it was Bob, but not that that means anything to you.
I know who that is.
He created a character that's a stuntman that gets hurt all the time.
Okay.
And he's Super Dave. I always found him funny when I was a kid. But he had this movie that he made. The movie is not good. And maybe a bit racist in times, like I guess most things were in the 80s and 90s, in the early 90s. But that's irrelevant. The point is, this is the scene that happens where there's this woman that he helps, her and her son, and I guess he gets hurt doing something, and she gives him a massage. And here's the scene, which I'll play for all of you on the YouTube, but Belle will describe as it happens.
Uh-huh.
So she's walking on him in socks.
Yeah. Oh, he's like poolside on a lounge, and she's walking on him. She's balancing on him.
And she's got like, and you can hear like, you hear in the sound, like there's like cracks and stuff coming out of his back.
Uh-huh.
And like,
oh, she drops to her knees and cracks him real bad.
Yep. Now she's kneading. But like, she's got these white socks on and jeans. It's a really mm-hmm. sexy look that I'm into. The white socks and jeans. I don't know why.
Is that Bob Odenkirk?
That is.
You know he has a foot fetish.
Does he?
Yeah.
Not Bob. I'm thinking of a different. It might not be Bob Odenkirk then. It's
I was
going
to say, I don't think that is
I got
Bob
the actor
Odenkirk.
Wrong.
What and is this called?
This is The Extreme Adventure. Look, she does a dismount and lands on him again.
Oh, there she goes.
So that's fun. The Extreme Adventures of Super Dave. It's not Bob Odenkirk. Who the hell? What the hell's his name? You're going to find it. I know I've got it wrong. Thought it was an Odenkirk. Who is it?
Bob Einstein.
Bob Einstein. I'm an idiot.
I've never even heard of this.
Well, of course you haven't. It's that era of like 70s, 80s, and early 90s comedian sort of thing. Like he was on he was a writer for the Smothers Brothers, I think.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of any of the people in this movie.
Yeah, probably not. Why did I think it was Bob Odenkirk?
I don't know.
Bob Einstein. I'm sorry.
I've never heard of. Oh, Evander Holyfield was in it for some reason.
Yeah,
some
there's a lot of weird celebrities in
there.
So on to the next thing. Again, in no particular order. This is from a show called. And I wrote notes on this. Where did I put the damn notes? Did I make a spreadsheet? Sometimes I make a spreadsheet. Untitled spreadsheet? That must be it. It's not. I don't know what that spreadsheet is. I swear I made a note about this so I can tell what the hell these things are. Maybe I meant to and then just didn't. That sounds like me. So there is another TV show. It's called. Wow, you're not even going to show me the whole title. Unbelievable. Here we go. It is The Devil's Judge, which is a Korean drama.
Okay. A K-drama.
Yeah, K-drama. It's episode 3.
Okay.
If you go looking this up, if you want to watch the whole episode.
What is The Devil's Judge about?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Got to look it up. I didn't do that kind of research.
Wow.
I just found the fetish.
I'm going to figure it out,
This is an episode of Find the Fetish. So this is an episode called Kim Ming-young's Fatal Massage, which is a really kind of hot scene. Ready, everybody? Ready? We're just going to show it here, you know? I mean, you're going to describe it, but if you get watch the old YouTubes.
Ooh. In a dystopian version of South Korea, the government plans out a trial judge live show where all citizens are eligible to participate and judge. A heartless head trial judge, Kang Yo-han, is appointed to chief judge. Okay, sorry, yeah.
It's probably a good show.
Sounds interesting.
It's fairly new. So here we go with the scene. Turn it down a little here. So, whoop, drop my phone. So I think I have to skip forward a little bit because wow. he's getting massaged by someone.
Massaged.
And then there she is. Skipped ahead to 34 seconds.
Okay.
She's so rubbing on his back.
Oh, she's beautiful.
I know. She's really gorgeous. The devil judge.
Okay. She's rubbing his back with her hands.
Mm-hmm. You think I'd have wrote down when to start this clip?
Nope. Don't do that or anything.
Not me, Johnny. I swear I did this
rubbing
somewhere.
His
I probably wrote it on a
hands.
Notepad and left it on my computer.
Welcome
there we go.
To the Hand Fetish Podcast.
Hey,
now
people
like
hands.
Now she's standing up.
Now she's definitely walking on
and
him.
And she's walking on him. Or at least...
They're doing that thing where they're showing her the top of her head, but not...
They're cutting back and forth. Oh, there's a foot on his back, but like she's obviously not standing on him.
See, this is my thought. When
this
I first
is bad editing.
I know. I don't like the editing. Now, when I first started watching this, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to include this. This is kind of... They're just doing the thing where she's not even really there.
Right.
They just got like somebody else to do this, which they do in Hollywood all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
I hate it. But it does take a turn.
Oh, she's standing on his head.
She's standing on the back of his head and forcing him.
Yeah. Wow. She's
into the
standing
bed.
On his back and his head.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
Hot. Yeah. That was good. And now I think there's more to this, too. She's standing both feet.
I'll relieve your facial stress, too.
Yeah, facial
stress.
So she's
going to, is she going to stand on his face?
Yeah, at least partially.
Okay. She's got these like sexy, like,
there you go. You got a full shot there.
That she's,
yeah,
you
can see that it is her.
She's got black nail polish on, too. Yeah.
Standing on his head. Uh-huh. 1 foot anyway.
Okay.
And there you go.
All right.
Right? Fun scene.
Yeah, good.
Gonna have to watch that whole show now.
That definitely, that paid off.
Right. I told you. You just got to trust Ramon. Always trust Ramon. Now, this next one is from some Australian show. I don't know what it's from. If you know, if you watched, you know, the YouTube, which you will eventually, it'll eventually come out for everybody. But if you watch this and you go, hey, I know what that is, let us know. So here we go. This is from some Australian show. Just a second. This one's not as long as the other one.
Why would you not find out?
I don't know how.
How did you find this without finding out?
I looked for scenes of backwalking, scenes of Achiatsu and things. I used a lot of different search terminology. But this was found on a forum where they didn't know what it was from. So I really don't know. And here we go. So she's a cute redhead. He's walking on someone who looks like Sid Vicious.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a Sid Vicious type. Yeah, she's walking on him. Yeah, it's hard to balance on someone's back like that.
I always appreciate these scenes of an amateur walking on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're like, there's a turtle in the scene for some reason. Well, she seems to be having
what?
A good time walking
yeah.
on
him. Yeah, he's
it's
not
fun.
Having a great time. But...
No, I also like scenes like that. Now, again, this is not a definitive list of this. I found what I could find. And no more. I know there's other scenes that exist of this. If you know some scenes of Ashiatsu, please let us know. But let's go to one of my personal favorites that I've shown you before on our Trample episode. You ready? Ready for this one?
Yeah, do it.
It's from Charlie's Angels, specifically the newer one. Not the newest one, because I think there's an even newest one. The one with Lucy Liu and Cameron Diaz, that one. They came out in the... Late 90s?
Right.
Yeah, 1999, I think. Or 98. One of those two. This is where Lucy Liu walks on Tim Curry's back and face. And here we go, if my phone
Lucy
will cooperate.
Lucy Liu.
Yeah, Lucy Liu. It's a Lucy Liu bot. Come in. There we go. And, you know, here it is, this classic scene. She's in this really tight, skimpy Asian dress.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to...
I've never seen this movie.
You don't need to see the movie.
Oh,
this scene's great.
Him.
I know, he's so young.
Oh.
Yep, she leaps
yeah,
and jumps on his
jumps
back.
Jumps on him.
Some good editing there.
Yeah, it's...
This is goofy editing. And there she's just walking on his back.
She's kneading on his back with her toes. That's
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah, it's nice. Doing a little shimmy shake.
Nice. Yeah, very good.
I like that. And then the scene I watched a lot is this little part.
Oh, nice. rubbing his face with her toes.
Yep. Getting way down in there.
Love it.
It's nice.
Ooh, feet in the hair. Yeah. Nice.
Then she apparently renders him unconscious somehow with her feet, because we're led to believe that's scientifically possible.
She's a spy. Well, it's like that Chuck Palahniuk story I've talked about before, where the girl was she became a foot massage assassin.
Oh yeah,
she could hit like the precise direct points on the guy's feet
and
kill
them.
We've
talked about that. Yeah, that was fun.
I have.
The next one is a French movie called La Chance de Ma Vie.
Uh huh.
Which I believe means the chance of my life.
Okay.
Or life's greatest chance, something like that. Whatever. I don't speak French. Here we go. Wow, don't even watch the damn clip I'm playing for you. What are you doing? You ready?
Yeah.
You prepared now?
I'm here.
I have paused the video to wait for you.
I'm here. I'm doing my own research, Ramon.
Wow, starting the clip over. Here we go.
All right, starting it over.
If only you did research before we started the damn podcast.
That's a cute house. Ooh, it's nice on the inside, too.
They are getting a massage, these two girls.
Okay.
Are getting an Asian massage, which is, you know, Ashiatsu massage by two Asian ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. They're standing on their backs. These ladies seem to be dressed like actual professional masseuses and not assassins or pornographers.
It's all in French, so you're not missing any of the dialogue
here. Yeah. Stepping on their back, kneading with the toes.
Oh, yes. I like this. Seems to be a trope of two women getting a massage like this, because it happens in another movie too.
Oh gosh, she fell. The table collapsed, and then the masseuse fell on top of her.
Yep, good stuff.
What the heck?
Weird comedy. Weird French comedy. So I can see, what research are you doing that is impeding us in this moment? What are you looking up that you think you know? You don't know anything.
Nothing.
That's what I thought. See, it's hard, isn't it? This next one was a fun treat. I'd never heard of this show. I had no idea this existed. It's called Shirley's World. Shirley's World was a vehicle for Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, God.
It was a show on the BBC.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Shirley MacLaine's fun. She was also a famous TV mother, wasn't she? Am I making that up? Why would you know? Why am
Shirley
I asking you?
Shirley MacLaine was the mother in...
I like that this you won't research. You'll rack your tired brain.
Because I think it was fucking like Terms of Endearment or something.
They can't hear you anymore. You put the mic down. Terms of Endearment or something, huh?
Yeah, I think that she was the mom in Terms of Endearment. Yeah, she was the mom in Terms of Endearment. She was the mom in Steel Magnolias.
Right. Was she in Fried Green Tomatoes too? I think she was.
No, she wasn't.
Ugh. So many.
You just have that movie categorized with those others in your mind.
Yeah, you got it. But anyway, this is a younger Shirley MacLaine in a show that was just for her. In a fun little scene that I'd never seen before. You think I would have seen it, but I didn't. So here we go. Once again.
Oh, yep.
We have these fellas getting a massage by three Asian masseuses.
Uh-huh.
One walks away.
Okay.
And
are they going to jump on the other guy? They're going to like jump from one guy to the other?
So you got too much fetish on the mind. Here comes Shirley.
Okay.
A young Shirley MacLaine. Now she climbs up on the guy in the middle.
Yeah.
And she starts walking on him.
Okay.
And walks right up onto his head.
Nice.
Got a foot on the side of his head. And apparently she's got the wrong guy. She has to walk over to the other guy. And steps on his head. Like, I thoroughly appreciate. And then they have a freeze frame here, which is very nice. This is a very fetishy scene that happened in this otherwise not fetish show.
Yeah, sure.
Thoroughly enjoyable. Highly recommend that scene from Shirley's World. Couldn't tell you which episode, though. She gives a massage to someone. Look it up. This one is from an Indian movie, and I am about to butcher the title.
Oh, no.
Because that's what I do. Meenakshi Seshadri. That wasn't so bad. Seshadri. Yeah, that wasn't too bad. It could have been way worse.
I bet you still butchered it.
I probably still did.
The title from where I am, but I bet you totally butchered it.
That's fine. Here's a scene that happened in this movie. He's laying on the floor, perhaps taking a rest. She, who is gorgeous.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Comes in her blue dress and is wandering over to him. There's delightful
sorry.
Music playing. It's okay. You didn't know. Now she's walking on him.
Mm-hmm.
He does not like this.
Oh. No, he's not happy about it. Although he's not pushing her off. Like,
no, it's very easy.
You can
to...
very easily get someone off of you when they're standing on you.
Yeah, I bet you can get someone off when they're standing on you.
Low-hanging fruit, Ramon. Low-hanging fruit, my friend.
That's all this show is low-hanging fruit. I think he's drifting off to Slumberland
yeah,
while she massages him.
He
and then I'm sure
it.
There's going to be some dream sequence that happens, because that always seems to happen.
And it's
going to
be musical.
Now he throws her off.
No, she fell.
Oh, yeah. Lost her balance.
She fell of her own accord.
Of her own volition. And the final one I have, I'm not sure what this is from because the title is all janky.
Okay.
So here we go. This mysterious
right.
one that I'll remember as soon as it plays. The Ashiatsu Massage. Oh, for Jennifer Anderson. This is from Bruce Almighty.
Okay.
This was a fun one. I saw this in the movie theater, I think. And then, boom, here's this scene that's very similar to that French movie where these
yes,
two ladies are
is.
Getting a massage and talking to each other.
Yeah.
I gotta wonder, did that happen in other movies too? Like, it's
I mean,
weird that
there
this scene...
There is definitely a trope of women going for, like, a spa day and getting a massage.
That's a fair point. Yeah. So, I guess that would be a trope, and this just adds a little more... humor to the situation
it's
because
just
it's unusual
to introduce something else into the scene that's not just a massage, you
right?
know? Wacky hijinks.
Well, there's Jennifer Aniston and oh, what's her name? Oh,
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
I thought it was the no. I'm mixing her up. It's not Joey Lawrence. The girl from
you mean Joey Lauren Adams?
Thank you.
Joey Lawrence is the guy from Blossom.
Whoa.
Yeah, that guy.
But there was a nice scene at the end there that we talked over where the masseuse steps fully in the middle of Jennifer Aniston's upper back. It's a really nice little scene there.
All right.
Little sceney-deeny. So that's it. That's my scenes.
Hey, Ramon's compilation of Ashiatsu scenes.
Now listen, I'm certain there's more. These are the ones I found, and I didn't want to, because I knew a lot of people wrote in about their experiences with Ashiatsu. I wanted to get to that. But, you know, there's one from the movie They Call Me Bruce, I think, and a few others. But if you know of any, write in and let us know. But on to some feedback. Feedy feedback. Feedy feedback. Feed feedback. Feedy feedback. Doodly-doo. I get some feedback. Gotta pop over to the Foot Fetish podcast thing.
Just like, gonna let him go.
He's not gonna stop me at all, are you? Not gonna help me vamp or anything. Everything that people wrote in was on Reddit because I put a post, as I often do, to our most popular fishing grounds, r/ Foot Fetish Talks and r/ Foot Fetish Podcast.
Good.
Because as we should.
That's
do.
What we like to hear because no one ever writes to me on Instagram anymore.
Sometimes people do.
My old Instagram got deleted and now no one writes to
no
me
No one's
anymore.
Around.
Woe is me.
Whoa. I did the thing.
All right, what do we have?
Let's go find it. Boom, boom, boom. Boo-doo, boom. Gonna go find
I'm
it.
I'm not really sure what kind of feedback we could have for this. I imagine it's like going to just kind of be minimal. What
Here
have
we go.
Got?
So... from Toe Sniffer
2000. Toe Sniffer 2000.
The new product on the market.
Oh my God. He's like, did we say this last time? How he said that sounds like the name
yeah.
of a robot.
Yeah, he talks about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. He says, hi, Belle and Ramon. Thank you for the product placement on the last podcast of the Toe Sniffer 2000.
Yeah.
The latest must-have home device from iRobot. Available at Bed Bath & Beyond near you. If Ramon decides to play one in a future clip, I would be honored. That's good. Seriously, it's just the year I got online. needed a fetish screen name, and all the variations of foot sniffer were pretty much taken. Toes are the best place to smell, as you have discussed at length.
Yeah.
I've never had an Ashiatsu massage. I thought about it a few times, but was afraid I'd get really aroused, and that wouldn't be right by the masseuse, because that's not what they signed up for.
Yeah.
I'm still looking forward to the show, as always. So I feel like getting a boner during a massage is kind of something that they're used to.
I think they're used to that.
Or prepared for, and they'll just kind of ignore it, or like at worst maybe leave the room until you know, not take care of it. But, you know, until it goes away.
Could you
away,
handle that, sir?
Until it goes away and then, you know, continue. I don't know.
No, I think they're pretty used to that.
Yeah, I feel like, because just having your skin touched by someone else, it's a sensual thing.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if people get aroused during massages all the time.
Absolutely.
He then says, if I remember correctly, Ramon likes wrestling. If that's right, check out r/camel clutch feet lovers. Not
that's
all posts
so
have
specific.
Feet, but many do, and they are really hot.
But if it's called Camel Clutch Feet Lovers, you'd think it'd be all about feet. I neglected to go to that. What does it look like?
It's women wrestling. I guess it's this specific move. This
yeah, the camel clutch. Yeah.
Okay.
Originated by the Sheik.
Okay. I mean.
Then made more popular by the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, this chick is barefoot. Most of them are not, but.
That's weird. Why is it called Feet Lovers?
I don't know. Maybe it was started by somebody who's into feet. Oh,
yeah, maybe
wow.
The old ones that involve more feet.
Look, she's really putting it to him.
Oh, that's a good that's site. That's Fight Pulse.
Oh, okay. Then.
They're a great company. Yeah. People are way into the camel clutch. I would put that in our videos more, but we don't do that much wrestling. Number one, and number two, it doesn't involve either of the things we're really known for.
No,
which is, you know, sitting on chests and faces. And feet on face. It's kind of hard to do it like that.
I don't want
to
do that. That looks really unpleasant.
No, it's fun. I'll put you in it sometime. It'll be nice. It'll crack your back in a weird way. What?
That one.
What did that one say? Have a great night, everyone. I like being choked, and I like it rough. Me. Choke slams are off the bed. Good stuff. Good stuff. Back over to our feedback from our wonderful listeners. Here's one from Clayward76.
Clayward.
Hey, Belle and Ramon. A massage where someone is basically walking it on my back, hitting all the spots and knots and working them out sounds amazing.
Right, same.
I've only experienced a massage twice in my life, and only one of them was actually good. So this will definitely be something I'll be looking into. Have you two experimented with this? Is it as pleasant as it seems? And yes, from last episode, I turned 27 in July.
Ugh.
Also, my message... I'm going to start proofreading these before I send them. Soulfully yours, Clayward. There was only one mistake in this one, Clayward. I asked Bill to walk on my back all the time.
Yeah, I have Ramon kind of sort of like apply pressure with his feet on my back, but he's like, he's a big boy.
I'm a big boy.
So that's a little too much for me to have standing on me. But,
wow, cracks you real good though.
I've had plenty of people walk and stand on my back before.
Mm-hmm. As we've said. It's always a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm. It's
I highly recommend
it. It's good.
This is from... Oh, that's who I thought it was. It's Shameful Steve. Here you go.
Here we go.
Got old Shameful Steve who's going to go to Sue Kent for us in Wales.
Oh, yeah.
In Mumbles, Wales.
Damn it, Steve. Come on. Take one for the team.
You make your way down there. It's way easier for you than it is for us.
He says, hi guys, I've actually had my girlfriend give me an Ashiatsu massage a couple of times.
Nice.
It's really enjoyable and very sexy.
Oh yeah.
I'd highly recommend trying it out if you've never done it. Something about feeling feet sliding all over your back is very hot.
Oh yeah.
It's essential to have something she can hold on to up above. Naturally, we have
a few different
suspension points in our bedroom ceiling, so I just put a few straps between them so my girlfriend had something above her to hold on to.
Wow.
She seemed to enjoy it, although I think part of it was the fact that she got to stand on me. Either way, I'm not complaining.
As long as you're not complaining.
Then he has, this is sad, He says, sorry, I've been quiet for the last few weeks. A close friend of mine died in a motorcycle accident, and it's really got me down.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Dang, man.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, way to bring the house down.
Fuck you, Steve. No, no. I'm
now kidding. You're shameful and sad, Steve.
He's into BDSM. He likes being.
Yeah. This is good. This is healing for him.
He says, but I've been listening every week, and the show's never failed to put a smile on my face. Aw.
Except last week when we didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Probably needed it then.
Well, I'm glad that we could help. He says, love the last few episodes as always. Ramon, I can't help but feel like you're basing death from laughter entirely on Who Framed Roger Rabbit logic. Yes. It is almost certain that you're completely right, Steve. Yes. Huh. Yes.
You know, there
now
were
who's the shameful one, Ramon?
No, this is bullshit. there was scientific articles that I read.
Those were fake.
Your ass is fake.
No, because I said to you, dude, like,
dude.
Because it was like, oh, he laughed and then he had a heart attack and then he died. So he died from the heart attack, not the laughter.
Would he have had a heart attack if there was no laughter?
Well, we have no way of knowing, do we?
Well, he's dead.
Let's find the multiverse and find the universe where he didn't laugh and see whether or not he did have a heart
attack.
Death
from laughter. Go on. Continue.
God damn.
Yeah, technically, it's death from blood loss, but it was the careening car that hit you. I'm done. No, not doing this again. Nope. Moving on.
Mm. Steve says, and Belle, what's that you say? You liked the feeling of being tied up? My, how the tables have turned.
Oh, no.
I was very happy to hear it, and I genuinely laughed out loud at the fact the first thing that came to mind was to shout at me for some reason. Because I knew you're sitting there cackling to yourself like, oh, Belle likes being tied up, huh? Well, you know what? Just... I hope he missed that whole part about me being hogtied. And
why would he miss that?
No, I'm making a joke. Oh. Okay, so one time when I was younger.
Go on.
I did a, I don't know if I've ever, I'm sure I've told you about this.
Go on.
I did like a mummification thing.
Oh, yeah.
With like, Saran wrap, and I was completely covered except for my mouth.
That sounds horrible for you.
No, it was nice.
Oh,
you know.
Oh,
I liked the pressure, and it was nice.
You and your pressure fetish.
And then my dude, who I was dating at the time, just tore a hole in it and fucked me through it.
Huh.
And
how do you feel about that?
This is back in the day when I was a lot less critical of certain things and a lot more, I don't know.
Open?
No, it's not that I was more open. I just was more, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
All right.
I was more willing to do things that I maybe wouldn't be willing to do now. I wouldn't do that now only because, like, A, I feel like it would be really bad for my skin.
Putting the Saran wrap away.
It would be really wasteful. We don't even have Saran wrap.
We don't keep that
stuff. We have like, I think, half a roll of parchment paper somewhere. And I don't think I don't think that would really work.
Wrap 1 foot.
No, I liked the compression of it. I liked the warmth of it. But in hindsight, I don't think that it was terribly sexy at all.
Probably not.
But he was kind of a weird guy, so whatever.
As are all the men you date and marry.
Yeah, I guess. Steve then goes on to say,
of course he does.
I'd love to show you my shibari skills one day. That would be fun. I'm a bit of a pro with the old jute rope. As for a tickling device, we're not really into it, so I'm not real sure on the perfect device to use. To be honest, every time we've been to an event or show, I only ever see people tickling with their hands/fingers.
I mean, that's the most fun, but, you know.
Yeah. He also says that he assumed that Clayward 76 was like 46 years old.
Right? Like, I don't know why. We just
Felt I would have assumed that he was born in 1976.
Yeah. What's the deal?
What's with the 76, Clayward?
Just patriotic. Patriotic Clayward.
Oh. Do you know what? I also had always assumed that Clayward was English. That he was British.
You thought so, huh? I did not think that.
Clayward just...
No, I got
you. It strikes me as a very British-sounding username. I don't know.
This is from Warwick. Good old Warwick. Remember Warwick?
Yeah.
Hello again, Bell and Ramon.
Hello.
Admittedly, like many of us, I'm not only into feet, but trampling as well.
Mm.
However, as nice as it feels, and no matter how much my back craves a good walk-in, there's a definite difference, in my opinion, between trample and massage.
Yes.
Trampling is more personal, seductive, submissive, and with less regard for the person beneath them. Not only that, I prefer trampling on the front, where you can see your partner above you. I have, however, had several Thai massages, and it is pretty typical for them to walk on your back at some point. There's a difference, though, as they typically have a cloth sheet on you, your face down, and it's not the primary technique they use, as there's a lot of stretching and kneading as well. They also will stand or work on your back of your calves, which for me hurts like hell, and not in any desirable way other than probably being good for the muscle.
That all sounds so nice. I want a Thai massage so bad right now.
We'll tie one on sometime.
I'm going to hit up that prostitute I found.
Oh, my God. Rachel Knox.
See if she can help me out.
Poor Rachel.
She's fine. Please go.
Yeah. She's probably great. Just doesn't like.
We know nothing about her. And she's by appointment only. She doesn't have any credentials. Like, she's clearly.
I know.
This is not a professional masseuse.
No. I can't say whether Ashiatsu is any different, so hopefully someone with experience will chime in on that one. Like Ramon, I'm in the gym regularly, and recovery from soreness after lifting and overall self-care is... Don't you laugh at me. I saw that. You thought I was going to miss that. God, just because I work out.
I don't.
No, you don't. Just on me. Every now and then, you need to have a pro work out the knots. Podcast has been really taken off in an exciting way. Cheers to you both.
Aw, thanks.
Thanks, Warwick.
I'm really happy to hear
that. We're looking forward to your new Willow show. It's going to be great.
Oh, I wish, man.
I know, right? One Eye Luli Luli says, hi, if you want a foot pics, you can write me. So that's good.
Okay, sure.
To which Shameful Steve replied, I think we're all good here. And then she commented again, if you want foot pics, you can write me. So.
Write me?
I thought that would get funneled out by the filter, but it didn't. So I'm glad it's on there.
You can write me.
You can write me.
Like, my dearest Josephine. I desire an etching of your feet.
I would love an etching of your feet. Foot tunes, get on that. You do etchings, make an etching. You have an art slave, don't you? Get him to do it.
I do. I do have an art slave.
That's right.
He's got a comic book.
Does he?
Yeah. He's got a Kickstarter. He's going to try and get to like a Dragon Con and some other con. I don't remember.
I know a number of cons.
Yeah. He was
Conway Twitty. Connie Stevens. I don't know. I'm out of cons. This is not a good joke. I'm going to bail. Dang it. Where's my other post?
Where indeed? Ramon is woefully unprepared.
I'm always a little unprepared.
Can't
for
you
things.
Just like go to your
You'd like to think so, wouldn't you?
And scroll down.
That's
until
what
you get
I'm
to
doing.
Post.
All right, here we go. Here's from Foot Fetish Talks because we got to cover them too.
No, we don't. Fuck those guys.
Oh, that's interesting, you know? This one fella, because I don't give any names here because they're not fun.
No, those guys suck.
I've had one that done before and it was incredible. She had small, soft, pretty feet. She didn't hurt or stomp on my back. And she asked what I liked best about it. I told her I had a foot fetish and that it feels better than using hands. She chuckled and thought it was cute. No shaming. And she actually said she enjoyed it. She also asked what I like about her feet and used that part a little more. It was a fun experience. And she even let me rub her feet afterwards. Yeah, you got your skeptical face on.
Well, again, this does not sound like a reputable, like, massage.
Probably
not. Sounds like
not.
Either, like, a friend or a girlfriend.
A little sketchy, right?
Or, like, I don't know. I mean, like, whatever. It's a good story, I guess.
Perhaps. Here is a fan that wrote in there.
A fan?
Who knows us.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Anytime.
You had a fucking thing pop up.
Ooh.
It is from Will Robinson 31. He says, "Hi, Ramon. Hope you and Belle are doing well."
Well, I was the one
well,
that wrote
Ramon,
the comment.
How are we doing? How are we doing? I apparently don't get to know.
Well, you didn't write the topic. I did. You didn't write the post. I wrote the post.
He says, "I am in the Toronto, Canada area. Over the past half dozen years," that's a weird way to say that.
That sounds like a Toronto way to say it.
"I have had appointments with 6 or 7 different Ashiatsu practitioners."
All right.
That makes sense. There's a large Asian population in Toronto.
I did not know that.
You don't know anything.
No.
"The reason I have been to so many is that they have either moved away or given up their practice."
That's a weird way to have said that, too.
So few, I guess he means.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Different practitioners, not different times.
Oh, okay.
He's had 6 or 7 different practitioners.
Oh, that makes more sense. Okay.
He says, "My love of barefoot women and submissive nature attracted me to Ashiatsu. I wanted to experience this type of massage and was curious about how the experience would go. Here is what I found. With one exception, they were all really nice people. By the way, most of the DOMs I have seen were also very nice. Too nice, but that's another story."
Ah.
"People who are into caregiving, e.g. nurses, RMTs, dental hygienists, etc., are angels as far as I'm concerned. They take pride in what they do. Their life's purpose is to help people. I've been able to engage most of the Ashiatsu practitioners in conversations ranging from spirituality to psychology and healthy lifestyles. These people are not DOMs." Yeah.
Well, yeah.
"They are on a different planet in their mindset, so don't expect them to be open to varying from what they do for all their other clients." Yeah, which is why I'm saying the other guy was full of shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because, like, that's not, yeah.
That's not what they do. They don't talk about
that. If a person is a professional, they're not going to be talking, like, about your fetish with you and then letting you massage them.
Right.
That's not, nah.
No.
"Oh, what do you like best? Let me massage you with that part of my foot." Like, that's not going to happen. What I am trying to say is, if, like me, you are into dominant barefoot women, seeing an Ashiatsu practitioner may be a less than rewarding experience. Yeah.
Unless you just want a really deep massage.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's going to be good.
Right, yeah.
But it's not going to be like...
No, it's not going to be sexy.
Right. He says, "During the massage, you are either lying on your stomach looking down at the floor or on your back with a towel draped over your eyes to presumably protect the therapist's modesty. This is the scenario she will be comfortable with. You won't actually get to see those magic feet or her looking down on you as she steps on you and works the muscles. You'll have to use your imagination. That's not to say you won't get any cool moments. In one session, in the midst of a discussion with the Ashiatsu RMT, she paused with one foot firmly planted in the center of my back and made a forceful, confident statement. To me, that was a thrill. But that's as good as it has ever gotten from the femdom feet lover's perspective.
Huh.
Having said all that, from a massage perspective, it's a great experience. Ashiatsu really does allow a good deep tissue massage for sore muscles. Hope this helps."
Right. Neat. I dig that.
The next comment is exactly what we were talking about earlier. He says, "I've had a few professional Ashiatsu massages. They were fantastic, and the masseuses never commented on the obvious hard-on when I had when I flipped over."
Gotcha.
"But they only ever walked on my back." Yeah, so they're not going to say that. They're not going to say anything about it. They're not going to get upset.
No way.
He says, "My best Ashiatsu massage was when I asked an ex-girlfriend to give me one when we first started dating."
Mm-hmm.
"She was 5'7 and about 160 pounds, so she thought she was too big. But I convinced her to try. It was one of the best decisions of my life."
Ah.
"Since she turned out to be the only woman I've ever dated who actually enjoyed trampling for herself, not just because I like it and would initiate it all the time."
Neat.
This next guy says, "I've been going to the same woman for a while. We play. I poke my head up and she'll use her foot to push my head back down. Soul slap to the face." I don't believe that either.
Nope. Maybe, but probably not.
I don't believe it.
Anybody else?
No. Nothing worth reading.
So that's everyone's comments. That is Ashiatsu. I will relay one other story that happened to me once. There was a friend from high school. It was at the end of high school. We were both over 18 at this point. I would regularly ask her to walk on my back because it did feel good. She was doing that once, and another friend of hers happened to be around. No, I remember what happened. So I would regularly have this friend do it. She'd walk on my back. Well, I asked this other friend to do it once because the first friend wasn't around. And she showed up while the other one was walking my back and said, no, that's not how you do it. And then they both walked on my back at the same time.
Nice.
It was a magical moment.
Yeah, that seems like a teenager thing to do.
It was great. Great back walking moment. So I think we have thoroughly covered Ashiatsu.
Oh my gosh.
You're welcome,
yes,
Chunker Bugs.
I think we're good.
Oh boy. So here we go. We have the magic box, which I have downgraded the box to a smaller box.
Smaller box now. Much smaller more manageable.
Box. Let's see what we choose for next week.
What's up next, guys? Let's see.
What's coming for next week? The box. What's in the box? Oh, the face.
Fetish stress relief. Number 74.
Fetish? What?
Hey, man, I don't know. You put it in the box.
I sure the hell did. Must have some number 76?
74.
Oh, God damn it. 74. It's a 74. Hang on, I gotta scratch my nose while I look. Vamp.
Just scratch your nose with the microphone. It should be no problem.
Everyone will love
it'll
that.
It'll be great.
Ramon has also shared a story in this topic. This episode will be good for a lot of listeners as they could share stories of how they used feet to relieve stress or anxiety.
Yes, this is actually a good topic now that we have Chunker Bud's
explanation
input on it. Yeah, this is a good topic.
The episode could also have stories of how the podcast was used to relieve stress. Oh, if I guess from other people, yeah. Write in with your stories about how we've helped you in some way to help relieve the stress, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I like that.
So write in on that.
How has your fetish helped us with stress relief?
Yes. Yeah, I'll start figuring that. Yeah, I like that one. There's a little less research on that one and a lot more experience on that. That makes me happy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to write into that, you can write to thefootfetishpodcast@gmail.com. You can join in the discussion on our subreddit, r/footfetishpodcast. You can write into Belle, Lonely Belle, over at her Instagram, @soulsofbelle.
Souls of Belle.
That's right.
All by my lonesome.
If you really want to write into Belle and make her feel not lonely, go to her OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/Belle's Feet and Ass. Yes, yes you can. Oh my. Now, if you want to be, you can also write to us on Twitter, @RamonFaceful. We're over there. If you really want to be an MVP, you can go on over to our Patreon, and for just $5 a month, you can support this podcast that you know and love. And you can jump up from there to $10 or $50 and get a little extra stuff in your email. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You sure can.
Get all the fun stuff in your email.
Absolutely.
Your email box.
Yep. You can also subscribe to this podcast to get an ad-free version of the podcast for just $5 a month. You can do all those things to help support us, or you can go to RamonFaceful.com, which is down there in the corner of the screen. And you can buy one of over 800 clips. Or buy all 800. You won't get a deal,
You'll
get 800 clips,
which is pretty awesome. You can get a membership, right?
Not anymore.
No, we don't have a membership anymore.
Isn't that bogus? It was too much to get everyone to, you know, get all the forms together.
Yeah,
I guess I understand.
It's
like, fuck it, it's all gone. But yeah, go there, buy one of our clips. We'll appreciate you forever. Oh boy, that was a long one.
That was a long one.
Good God.
Yeah.
Let's go eat a donut.
I'm going to go eat a donut and take a nap.
Yeah, we'll do both those things. Possibly in that order, maybe at the same time. So until we feed again, y'all.
So long.